In a 2-to-1 vote, the Otero County Commission shot down a resolution calling for a 100% county reopening. Commissioner Coy Griffin, who proposed the resolution, was the only one to vote in favor of a full reopening.
I'm doing it, trying to bring representation and trying to hold the line, trying to keep people from feeling like they have to wear a mask or they're going to lose their job. It's not fair. That's why people have elected officials like us to stand in that gap.
Nora Sackett, the governor's press secretary, told KRWG in a written statement that such a measure would have had no legal effect and existing state guidelines would remain in place. Currently, Otero County is in the yellow reopening category, allowing for indoor dining at 33% capacity. New Mexico emergency public health orders carry the full weight of law throughout the state, Sackett wrote. Otero County residents can continue to progress in their fight against the virus by wearing masks, practicing social distancing, and registering for and receiving the COVID-19 vaccine when it's their turn. Eliminating county liability was a top priority for Commissioner Gerald Matherly, who voiced concern the resolution could spread litigation against the county.
If there is a person, his mom gets sick, she dies, because she said that the commissioners of Otero County said we don't have to do any of this, and then they're going to turn right around and sue us for mega millions, and they'll win.
Commissioner Vicki Marquardt says she felt that voting in favor of the resolution would put a target on the back of both Otero County officials and residents. She emphasized that placing the burden of enforcement on the county sheriff would lead to rifts between state and county police.
I think we're real close to opening, so I don't know if it's worth it to do the star businesses right now. And I certainly don't agree with this part about pitting our county sheriff against the state police. They support each other, they back each other up, and then you want them to fight over this stuff? I won't support that.
She also called Commissioner Griffin's behavior as a county representative into question, addressing him directly about his handling of county business.
Go out and you talk in front of the TV about the opening the county, which just puts a target on all of our backs. And instead of helping our businesses, now they're just focused in on us. I couldn't believe you did that. It's just that type of behavior.
Both Marquardt and Matherly have previously called for Griffin's resignation. Griffin, the founder of the political organization Cowboys for Trump, allegedly participated in the January 6th U.S. Capitol siege. While Griffin says he will not resign, his colleagues on the commission have taken steps to ratify a press statement advocating for his resignation. Griffin is questioning the legality of issuing the statement. He reflected on his actions during the meeting, speaking about both his role as a commissioner and his views on the state guidelines.
Maybe I am the bad guy, and maybe I am the troublemaker and the one that causes y'all so much distress that maybe I should just quit trying to fight. But if we're scared and we're coward to the state and live in fear, then we're going to go further and further and deeper into bondage.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.